Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We're excited to be back on the air this morning. Remember, all this week, last week, we've been talking about the fruits of the Spirit. So when the Spirit leads, fruit grows. And our foundational scripture has been in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Now don't cut off the radio and say, well, I already know that. I had that memorized. Do we know how to do it? Do we know how to produce it? Are we operating in love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control? There's one thing to know something and a whole nother thing to be able to do it and to have evidence of the continual doing of it in your life. So yesterday we left off going through peace, the fruit of peace. And remember, all the fruits are rooted in love. Love is the primary one of which all the others are rooted in. And we know that God is love. So as we're rooted in Christ and we're growing in the Spirit. So today we're going to begin in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So peace that surpasses all understanding. That sounds great. It's very, when you hear it, it's like, oh, well, that can't be. Well, yes, it can be. Peace that surpasses understanding is already been given to us, available to us through Jesus Christ. Yesterday, we were in John chapter 14, verse 27, where he said, my peace I give you, my peace I leave with you. It's not a peace that could be found in the world, but it's a gift of peace extended to us through Jesus Christ. So now here, Paul, who had many reasons why his mind could have been a continued mess throughout his life. He could have been operating in anxiety over many things that he had experienced throughout his life. But now he's saying that there's a peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Well, how was this accessed? It was accessed through allowing only certain types of thoughts to take root in his mind. Anything that was not within the categories of the thing that he said, he didn't spend time meditating on. Because when we're meditating on the wrong thing, then we're going to feel the wrong thing. When we're meditating on the wrong thing, we're going to behave the wrong thing. So we have to make sure that we are keeping our mind on, like it says in verse 8, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of great good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. So that's verse 8. All those things are listed. So the very first thing he says is true. So if it's not true, it's not for you, right? A lot of times we spend time meditating on things that aren't even true and we get all worked up and we get all upset and we have this play going on in our mind of things that are not even true. People lied on us, or we heard wrong information and we're getting all worked up, or we saw something and we perceived it wrong and now we're all worked up. The first thing on the list there is whatever things are true. So that means it's true in alignment with the truth of the word.
Amen.
As we continue on with peace, the Bible gives us lots of great examples in Isaiah chapter 26, starting at verse 3. He says, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." So Philippians chapter 4 focuses on the mind. Isaiah chapter 26 focuses on the mind. So he keeps us in perfect peace when our mind is stayed on him.
Right. Mm-hmm. So how do we get our mind stayed on him?
Mm-hmm.
By the word.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we have peace? How does we have peace?
Mm-hmm.
By the word.
By the word. Mm-hmm.
So if my mind is not saturated mm-hmm. with the word of God, I will continue to have my own word,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. which will produce chaos.
Mm-hmm.
My own thoughts will always lead me astray
mm-hmm.
because my thoughts are not his thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
My ways are not his
mm-hmm.
ways. But if I can get my mind
mm-hmm.
steadfast on the word, mm-hmm. then peace comes.
Mm-hmm. You have to have a comeback.
Yes.
When the enemy keeps bringing the same intrusive negative thought into your mind, you have to have a comeback of the word of God. You have to have a scripture that you fire back at him, ammunition into his camp. You cannot allow the same repetitive cycle of destructive thinking to go on and on in your mind. You have to cancel it. A lot of times we know different scriptures and stuff, but when the thought comes, instead of casting it down immediately, shooting it with a verse of scripture, we allow it to penetrate into our mind and
yeah.
we allow it to disrupt our feelings. But you have to fire back immediately. You know, if there's gunfire in a movie or a show, one person's not giving the other person 10 minutes to decide what they're going to do. No, it's immediate. As soon as they see the threat, they immediately fire. So as soon as the enemy comes and brings that thought into your mind, you have to immediately fire out of your mouth. Say the scripture. When you say the scripture, or it doesn't have to be verbatim, but say the concept of the scripture back to him. Like the enemy comes with a negative thought and you say, "No, I cast you down. I bring my thoughts into the obedience of Christ Jesus." And you declare the word back. They're going to stop coming.
Yes.
I'm telling you, it may take some work on your end to be ready, to have the word ready in your mouth to shoot it off, but it's going to cancel all of that thinking. The only reason that thinking is continuing in your mind is because you allow it. We don't like to hear that, right? Oh, I allow it. No, you allow it.
Yes.
Because you let it come in, you keep thinking, you bring yourself back in your mind, and you're going over that incident, going over that day like it just happened. Maybe it was a month ago, maybe it was 10 years ago, maybe it was 20 years ago. You allow your mind to be focused on that. And you have to change it. You have to unwind that and begin to focus on what does the word of God say. Just get one good scripture to fire back when the enemy comes. If you have a voice in your head and it's repetitive of voices that you've heard in your past, oh, you ain't never going to be nothing. Okay, find a Bible verse that says how great and grand
yeah.
you are to God
yeah.
and how purposeful your life is, and just combat it with that. So whatever the terrorizing thought is, you have to find the word in the Bible to hit it back with.
Oh, man. Think about this. God, peace,
mm-hmm.
guard your
mm-hmm.
mind.
Mm-hmm.
God, peace, guards your mind.
Mm-hmm.
So on this morning, our thought
mm-hmm.
should center
mm-hmm.
around that.
Mm-hmm.
If my mind is going everywhere,
mm-hmm.
then I do not have whose peace?
Mm-hmm.
I don't
peace.
Have God's peace.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor, I remember
mm-hmm.
you were teaching in church on and the message, you were giving that message. But I remember and I write that point down. You says, you are not in faith unless you have peace.
Right.
So you cannot say you in faith. You're not operated. She says, you know when faith comes, when peace comes. You see, I remember, I write it down because it's so true. She says, you says, until you have peace, faith doesn't come. So faith comes, you know when it comes, you have peace. Why? Because you have settlement. You stop worry. You relax. The calm is there now. My spirit man stop trouble. There's no more trouble in my spirit man. I just know. You know, all of a sudden, you just know.
Yeah. And if it won't settle, you need to fast.
That's right.
If it will not settle, if you cannot get your take your mind captive and it's going wild,
come on,
it's pulling toward the flesh. So you must fast.
Yes.
And it, I'm telling you, it will break. If you start disciplining yourself and you start telling this body, you better act right, you're going on a fast. You don't want to go on a fast.
No.
Right? So you have to have some type of discipline where you're saying, okay, if you think that if this flesh thinks it's going to rise up, we're going to do what? Okay, we're going to have to put it on a fast.
Yeah.
If you are true to what you say, everything else will line up real quick because you don't want that. Right? So if you say, I've done it before with my mind just race. Okay, body, you on a fast. We're not living by you. Put it on a fast. If it's a full day, if it's 3 days, whatever it takes in order to show who is the boss.
Wow. I have to do that because we like to talk stuff, but we can't do it. Paul said, I bring my body. Have we called
under
that scripture?
Yeah.
We called it, but can you do it? Put it on a fast. Then you know. That's what Paul said. I bring my body under subjection.
Yeah.
I bring it. You have to bring your flesh under subjection. And one way to do that is go on a fast.
And Paul was always conquering things. He was always put in prison. He was stoned. He was everything. So if anybody's going to tell you how to have peace, it's Paul.
Yeah.
And you know, and God must have known we needed these scriptures because the Bible is loaded with scriptures telling us how to have peace. He must have known that this life is not going to be easy. So what did he do? He gave us instructions. And all we have to do, like Pastor Diana says, is let our flesh come into submission. And if we tell our flesh what to do. It doesn't tell us what to do.
And I believe, start with the food. We pick this up on our necks. Because if you can't triumph over food, I don't know what you're going to triumph over.
Food can't even come at you and attack you. It's in one spot.
That's right.
We're the ones attacking the food.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.